This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
All right. Yes. Yes. We're live. Yay. Now, the streak is still intact. We are okay. So we're 26 minutes late. That's my fault because I went. So there's a grocery store at my, like across the street from my work called Bockwinkles. It's like a little place. And my girl, yeah, Betty works behind the counter and she hooks it up. Like I got a Reuben.
You got to make sure you go there when Betty's there, right?
Oh yeah, I always make sure to go there when Betty's there because she hooks everything up. But I got a Reuben with extra Thousand Island. Why wouldn't I, right?
Interesting. Well, yeah, right, exactly.
Of course I have to get extra Thousand Island. And so I ate that, and then I saw this delicious white meat chicken salad because it's like a deli, right?
Interesting, yes.
So I got that. I got half a pound of that.
That qualifies as a salad, even though it's all mayonnaise.
It's all mayonnaise and chicken.
Yeah.
So I ate those two items, and then I got these spicy, sweet chili pop. They're like called pop chips. They're supposed to be healthier, and I ate all that. So I was not feeling good when I drove home from work today. So I was actually I got in here at 3:01, but I had to go, you know, take care of some business. Feeling better now.
Gotcha.
So we are 26. We will return to the original starting next week, right? We're going next back to Tuesday.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Slob Show live right here, wherever you're watching, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. And so today we're going to talk about bucket list food items. Now, these are items that you've always wanted to try that you never have. Let me kick it off with this, Roker. And I only want to try this because of you.
Oh, you're... see, I didn't know that these were items that that you had never tried. I thought,
well, whatever items, it could be anything.
Okay,
it could be anything. But this is for me. I want to try the oysters at Drago's. Now, this is in New Orleans, and you,
it's on my list. On it my is? List. Oh yeah.
Okay, so you've told me about these oysters
on hand too.
You do?
Yes.
You have them on you, the pictures?
The pictures, yes,
right.
Because I had all my New Orleans pictures together, and it's amazing.
I don't know what's going on with these oysters, but yeah, hang on, let me zoom in on you there real quick. Can you pull back a little bit?
Yeah, these are the charbroiled oysters.
It's kind of hard to see them. They don't look as delicious as normal.
Just go to the web. Just go to their website and take a picture of them. Here's a close up of one.
What is it? Drago's.
Drago's
oysters.
It's basically it's an oyster, right? Put it on the grill with garlic, butter, and Parmesan.
Oh my God.
Okay, so you get dozen of them, and it's sitting in this garlic butter, and then they give you like a big thing of New Orleans fruit. So you eat the oysters. Basically, it's just garlic bread.
Oh my God. And it's a lot of wetness, right?
Oh, it's disgusting. It is so cool. It's probably a pound of butter. It wouldn't surprise me. I would say it's definitely the equivalent to like a cup of butter.
All right, here we go. This is what we're looking at here. Let's see. So I can make this bigger here. This is the delicious. Well, that's not doing that right, but whatever.
I go to New Orleans, it is a must stop. And it's, here's the kicker. Cheaper than just getting regular oysters here in Chicago.
Oh, there we go.
If you go somewhere and get unless you're going someplace that might have a dollar oyster night or something.
Yeah.
You're going to pay $30 minimum for a dozen oysters at a restaurant in Chicago. Minimum.
They about
$3 an oyster.
I'm really trying to give these oysters the proper justice because they are. Oh, here we go. Okay. So
that's
these
a
are.
Good picture.
So these are delicious. I mean, they look. I mean, I've never had them, but I mean.
Let me just kind of. This looks like this is a half order.
Look at all that. See all that wetness?
That's butter. That's garlic butter.
God.
That it's sitting in. That's garlic butter that it's sitting in. So you take that. You eat the oyster, and then you take that bread, you ask for extra bread, and then you sop that butter, garlic butter up with that extra bread and eat that too. It's the perfect oyster dish for someone who has never had oysters because you really don't taste the oysters that much. It is a vessel for the garlic and the butter and the char-broiled at that. So it's the char-broiled flavor that you love from a grill, the fire gives their different meats and things that when you put it on the grill, that's what's going to these oysters and to this butter. And you eat the oysters and then you just sop them up. And then the kicker is it's about $21.95.
And you get a dozen?
For a dozen.
And I know you eat what, 3 dozen when you're there?
It's not pretty. It's at some point. You have to save your dignity at some point.
You have dignity?
Because, well, you know, sometimes you have to. And then the other thing you have to remember, here's the other downside. Just picture this. Picture big old Al Roker Jr., right? 300-pound Al Roker Jr. First place he stops when he gets to New Orleans is Drago's so he can have the oysters.
Yeah.
Which don't need any help coming out in the first place, right? With a cup of garlic butter. And now you're going to hit Bourbon Street till 3 in the morning.
See, now let's hope, like, as you know, I've mentioned this before, the cleanest bathrooms in Chicago is the Fogo de Chão on LaSalle, the one downtown. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous, right? Does Drago's have those kind of bathrooms? Because if I'm going to be at Drago's, you know I'm done for the night unless I could spend at least 45 minutes in that bathroom.
Here is the key, and this would also be the key to finding a bathroom in Chicago if you can, because different cities are different ways, and sometimes they'll lock the doors. But if you can find a hotel bathroom, you will most likely be.
Oh, yeah, that's a great tip.
And Drago's is in the Hilton. So.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, so they've got hotel bathrooms. They've got their bathroom, or you can go into the hotel bathroom.
Oh, okay.
So you're in good shape. That doesn't help you at 2:00 in the morning when you've been drinking giant drinks out of a green Martian UFO tumbler and doing cherry bombs, which are maraschino cherries that have been soaked in Everclear and they're 3 for $1.
Oh my God. why haven't you and I ever gone to New Orleans as a duo? It feels like you and I need to take a trip there together.
I prefer New Orleans over Las Vegas.
What?
Yes. Because the food is so good there. They've got a casino.
Yeah, the Harrah's.
End up at the casino at the end of the night.
What is it? Is it a good Harrah's, or is it like a Harrah's that, you know, one of the.
I mean, it's a good Harrah's. It's the only Harrah's there.
Now, is the walk from Harrah's, will I get shot in the face on the walk from Harrah's to Bourbon Street?
You could, but I haven't.
But is it like a dangerous area where the Harrah's is, or is it like right
there? It's not a dangerous area where the Harrah's is. But I have literally walked from Lafitte's Blacksmith Shop, which is on the far, far, far end of Bourbon Street.
Now, what are you doing there? What's that? What's going on there?
All O'Hara's, drunk and with gout. At 2 a.m. So I, you know, walk 3 miles at 2 a.m, drunk, barely able to put weight on one of my feet, just so I could go and gamble. It's ridiculous.
What's and up, Phil? Phil checking in, Tyke checking in. You know, these are some of our regular watchers here. Just want to make sure we say hi to them. Go ahead, Rucker. What were you saying?
Thank you all for the love. Yeah, it's no, it's not like Zach is asking. Is it like Joliet Harrah's? I haven't been to Joliet Harrah's in a while, but I'm going to take a wild guess and say no.
So it's better.
It's not, yes.
It's more like the Horseshoe Casino, or is it more like the Bellagio?
It's not like the Bellagio. It's
and if you look like up the on Bellagio. The screen, Roker has already been granted the biggest slob of the week after mentioning gout.
Oh.
Vito, our boy Vito. So what's so we're live on just I just want to mention this. So we're live on Twitter right now, right? On my page, but it still says Periscope. But is Twitter is Twitter just live now? Like it's still Periscope, right? But now it's just Twitter live. Is that what's going on?
I have no idea. I think I still have the Periscope app on my phone somewhere.
Yeah, but Vito's watching on Twitter right now. So what's up, Vito? Regina checking in. What's up, Regina? Matt Crowell, he said the Harrah's is just fine. Okay, good. So let's do something here. Let's plan something out here. Why don't we do the Slob Show live from New Orleans?
That would be fantastic. You got to ask me? We would have nonstop stuff to talk about.
He goes, DP Jones.
My bucket list is half New Orleans. As a matter of fact, I didn't even put all my New Orleans stuff on here. I have a list. People, when they're going to New Orleans, they ask me, where should I go to eat? And I already have a pre-made list.
You send it like 1 second. They're like, "Whoa, you type quick."
Then I send it to him.
Roker, do you see it? DP Jones said, "Not just drunk with gout."
Drunk with gout, my friend.
That's what
drunk AF with gout. 2 a.m.
Oh my god!
It's the equivalent of walking from, say, Rush Street to Fullerton.
Oh my god, like 14 blocks?
Yeah.
That's how far the Harrah's is from like Bourbon Street?
That's how far? No. It's about 5 or 6 blocks from Bourbon Street. It's about 14 blocks from Lafitte's Blacksmith Shop.
What is that?
It's not really a blacksmith shop, but it was the first it was a blacksmith shop, and it was the first bar restaurant in New Orleans. And they have these purple slushies that they sell there, the Voodoo Daiquiri. And the Voodoo Daiquiri is basically
like with the bar
Kool-Aid. Yes. It's basically, it's an iced drink. It's like a slushie. So it's basically grape Kool-Aid, Jack Daniels, and Everclear.
Oh my god.
And they serve it to you in a huge cup, and you drink up about 3 of them, and they hit you like a brick wall, and then you're like, all right, now let's go back down Bourbon Street past every other bar. And then you go, let's duck in here, get a drink. Let's duck in here and get a drink. Let's duck in here and get a drink.
Aren't all those drinks and all this food and shellfish, isn't it all going to affect your gout too?
This is what I'm saying to you.
That's now, again.
Not only
Roker,
that,
it's over.
I'm talking.
It's over this week. You're the biggest slob of the week.
And I'm saying, God forbid those butter, garlic butter, charbroiled oysters that you had 8 hours ago decide they want to make an appearance. What do you do?
Well, here, Roker, could you quickly, this is for Regina checking in. Can you please share, but just go through the list quick. Just read the names just really quick. For New Orleans.
For New Orleans. Let me find it real quick.
Or just read each one and just give us a 10-second synopsis of what it is.
Okay.
The best place by far is Drago's, right? Really quick.
It's one of the best places. That's just it. It's different places for different things. It's different. If you want, you just want some oysters. If you want oysters, because you're in the Gulf. You're in the Gulf Coast. Gulf Coast. You're getting fresh seafood. So if you just want some oysters, that's where you go for oysters. I don't get anything else when I go there. I just go there for oysters. Dookie Chase.
What? Yes,
the name may sound a little funny. Dookie Chase. Has the best buffet. It's a lunch buffet.
Oh.
So you go there, and this is on my list. So you go there for the lunch buffet. And it's literally white tablecloths and stuff like that. I went there straight from the airport. I had my luggage. I put my luggage over by the the hostess stand. Because I didn't want to miss the lunch, the brunch, because it ends at like 3. So they start you off with gumbo.
Mm.
Then you go over to the buffet, which is going to have fried chicken, fried catfish, macaroni and cheese, hot sausage.
Damn.
All kinds of unbelievable stuff. If I can find the picture of the macaroni and cheese,
how much is the buffet?
It's less than $20.
What?
It's less than $20. I don't care, because at that point I'm so happy that I'm in New Orleans, it's like when you finally get to the hotel in Vegas, right? It's like the world is your oyster. Everything is ahead of you, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of how things are, so if it were $50, I wouldn't care. But it's like $20.
Okay, so that's called Dookie's.
Wait a minute, I'm not even finished.
Oh.
So you eat your fried chicken, and it's all you can eat. Hot sausage, fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, all that different side dishes, depending on what day. And then they finish you off with peach cobbler.
Oh. Nice hot with some ice cream on top,
included peach cobbler included.
Hang on,
if you can see it,
pull back.
There you go.
Put your finger on the picture to like give it. Like there you go.
There you go.
Oh crap! There's your penis. There's your penis.
I know, right? You accidentally dumped it. Right. Yeah, peach cobbler with ice cream and whipped cream on it.
Oh, my God.
That comes with it. So that's usually like my first meal there. You start there. Now, not far from Dookie's.
So you get off the plane, you go right into Dookie's, and you have a ridiculous buffet before you even get to the hotel.
Got off the plane at the airport. Got into an Uber and said, Dookie Chase. With luggage and everything.
Okay? Roker, you need to retire in New Orleans and just die there. You need to die doing that every day.
Dude, the problem is I would die every day because it would be like 95 degrees and humid.
So what? You burn calories on that 14-block walk from Dookie's to the casino or whatever.
Do the walk. I'm like, we have to walk. We can't happen to me because we can't not walk this food off a little bit, because if we just take Ubers everywhere, we're gonna gain 20 pounds while we're here.
Yeah,
so we've got to at least try and walk some of it off. So You go about two blocks away from there is Willie Mae's Scotch House. James Beard Award-winning restaurant. Has the best fried chicken. My description of their fried chicken, if you're like me, the best part about the fried chicken is the skin. The fried chicken.
The breading, yes. My dream is to have a place that only sells the breading.
I have that place.
What?
I can tell you about that place. There's one in Vegas.
There is?
Yes.
Oh, my God. We'll have to talk about that in a second.
I'll find that picture, too. My best description is it's like stained glass. That is how crunchy their batter is.
It's like stained glass. What does that mean?
It's like I'm saying it's beautiful and glistening.
Oh, I see.
But it's not rub. It's not a rubbery skin, or it's a nice hard crunch. It's the crunchiest I've ever had. It's amazing. See, this is the problem with looking through like Las Vegas pictures or New Orleans pictures, trying to find them, because they're all pictures of food. Okay, here we go.
How you doing?
It's a restaurant on Fremont Street. That is a basket. That, my friend, basket of chicken skins.
Oh. But wait, is it real chicken skin or is it like pork rinds?
No, it's chicken skins.
Oh, my God. What's that place called?
I don't know the name of it at the moment.
If you're just tuning in,
it's just off of Fremont Street, so it's downtown. It's not on the Strip.
We just moved across the country to Vegas, though. We were in New Orleans. Now Roker just took us to Vegas. In case you're wondering,
right? I can go back to New Orleans if you want. Yeah,
that chicken is in Vegas.
Those chicken skins are in Vegas.
Okay,
it's
so
not chicken. There's no chicken. It's you are ordering a basket of chicken skins.
Broker, I'm smelling two trips. Number one, we're going to New Orleans and then Vegas because I have to have those chicken skins now.
Absolutely.
I mean, July 4th, Chicago is reopening. Do you know how big of a shit show the city's going to be starting July 4th?
Ridiculous.
It's going to be Sodom and Gomorrah.
Today they said one of the first festivals, one of the first things, because they're having festivals for people who are vaccinated. And the first one's going to be in Hyde Park in like 3 weeks.
Is Jackal playing it?
On like the 22nd. No, Jackal will not be playing it. Jackal will not be playing it. It's like DJs and stuff. So you'll literally have people walking around. If it's like the festival they usually have here, people will be walking around with full bottles of Crevassier.
Oh, yeah.
It's hysterical. It's hilarious.
Roker, can you see that question? Has Roker ever used a coupon at the Hustler Club in New Orleans?
Did not need to use a coupon, son, because I had a hookup.
What was your hookup?
Much love to my brother, Dennis Hoff, who's no longer with us.
Oh, rest in power, right?
You rest in power. Actually, he was resting in another pee.
I hate to bring this up, Roker, because he was your friend, but it made me laugh so hard when you were tearing up, giving like a 10-gun salute to Dennis Hoff.
He's a good guy. He's a really good guy.
You were talking about the death of Dennis Hoff like Mother Teresa died or something. I've never seen you tear up like this. You're like, my brother.
Mother Teresa never got me into the Hustler Club.
We're going to meet again on the other side. It's like, Jesus Christ. God. But, man, you love Dennis.
Dennis is a fantastic guy. Fantastic guy.
I feel like, okay, so the slob show.
Literally has given me the shirt off of his back. Literally.
What a guy.
I have shirts from him that after he lost weight, he gave them to me.
Well, they didn't fit him. I've given shirts away that don't fit him.
I know they didn't fit him, which means that it's like, here, Roker, I used to be a fat ass. You take him.
Oh, my God. So, Roker, I think, you know, the Slob Show is the food and lifestyle podcast for the rest of us, right?
It's taken a slob turn today. Yes.
No, but I mean, I think the Slob Show isn't just like people think like, oh, it's just food. No. It's the food and lifestyle podcast for the rest of us, which means it includes hookers, like you just talked about, clothing, fashion, Everything. Yes. It's not just food.
Festivals, parties, whatever.
Bathroom problems. Anything where you're acting like a slob.
I go down every year, of course, not last year. And I couldn't go down the year the Bears were playing the Saints, because the minute they announced the schedule, all the plane tickets were sold out, because everybody, all the Bears fans.
Well, this year it's Bears and Raiders. That's where we need to be.
That's the last game of the season.
We got to be there for that.
So they have a music festival. They have several music festivals, but the Voodoo Music Fest takes place in
New Orleans
every year in New Orleans over a Halloween weekend, 3 days. So I normally go down Thursday through Monday. So it's not only all the things I was just talking about, it's going to a 3-day music fest on top of it.
Yeah. And that's right in that area.
It's like going to like Austin City Limits or Lollapalooza or something like that on top of it.
No, I know, but is it right by Bourbon Street or is it like far
it's
away?
It's not by Bourbon Street. No, it's in City Park.
Oh, where's that?
You can catch a trolley. You can walk out of Harrah's. Yeah. I usually stay at Harrah's or near it. Catch a trolley, go to another trolley, and it takes you right to City Park.
Is it on the high ground of New Orleans or the low? Because I'm never staying on the low ground.
Well, it's all low ground. That's the thing. It's all
no, it's not the French Quarter. During Hurricane Katrina, the French Quarter looked brand new. Everything else was flooded like 20 feet.
Well, guess what? I have been to some voodoo fests where we had to throw our shoes away.
Oh, no.
Because it was so muddy.
Oh, see, I don't want to do that. Remember we saw Rage Against... No. Remember we saw Rage Against the Machine?
If it doesn't rain, it's fantastic.
Yeah. We saw Rage Against the Machine at Alpine Valley. Do you remember how muddy that was?
Yes.
We were slipping down the mud slides, and we were covered in mud. Away,
I was an inch away from a mosh pit.
Yeah. I was in the mosh pit. We were like right up front.
I was not. You were a little twink back then. You were in your early 20s.
I don't think I was that young, because we saw that. That was like it's like 2000, whenever that reunion was, like 2008 or something. Maybe 2000.
Maybe closer to 2006, maybe.
Okay.
But it's tough when it rains down there because they're below sea level. So just the water just has no place to go. And it's in a park. It's if you've ever been to Lollapalooza after it's rained, that's what Voodoo Fest is like.
Yeah.
If it rains, it's just now, of course, if you're 18, you don't care. Right. You love it.
Yeah. You don't mind getting in your parents' car covered in mud. It doesn't matter to you.
Right. I'm like, it's 85 degrees. I don't know. That's pretty warm. You know, any little thing stops me.
Oh,
at
yeah.
This point.
I won't cross the street now to do stuff.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. See, finally, you can relate to me. You can relate to the way I've been living my life for the last 15 years, probably.
Yeah.
But yeah. So imagine, you know, hitting all the restaurants, hitting all the bars, going to a music festival. And one year we went to a Saints game on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
So it was, we just got some, a couple of times, two different times. The last time I went down there, we went to a Pelicans game.
I heard Pelicans tickets are like a dollar.
Dude, it was sick. They had, the first time we went, I think the tickets were $20 and we were in like the fifth row.
Yeah. We're well, like, now they have Zion
going
now.
On here?
Yeah,
well, yeah, they have Zion. Yeah, they have Zion now.
Well, they had Anthony Davis back then.
Had AD then.
Yeah, and people still didn't go.
And it was opening night.
It was the home opener. Well, think about it. If you're in New Orleans, you just described how awesome it is. Why would I go to a Pelicans game?
Right. Right.
Like, I want to be laying in a pile of that Drago's piss butter shit. Like, I want to be in that. I want to be in a gallon of Drago's butter and garlic and oyster juice and like cheese and bread, and that's where I want to be. I'm not going to sit there and watch the Pelicans.
You know, or, you know, it's Sunday, you watch the Bears game, you go to some bar that's got 3-for-1 drinks.
You should move there, honestly.
And you're in there for 7 hours watching football.
If there's a program director who wants to hire Roker to do mornings in New Orleans, he would probably run the whole city. Like, I don't understand why you're not doing mornings in New Orleans.
I know. It's. Were you with us when we did the broadcast from New Orleans?
No.
Oh, that was an epic trip. They have a thing called, I can't remember the name of it, but it's every year they have this kind of bartending festival or whatever. And we broadcasted from down there. And like Paul Prudhomme was like cooking live on the air while we were talking to him off of a hot plate. And he's sitting in a little rascal scooter.
Damn.
And like making, I'll never forget, he made sweet potato omelet.
Oh.
And it was amazing. John Besh was making us risotto.
Wait, didn't Emerald hook you guys up too on that trip?
I got us into Emerald's and we stayed at the chef's table. We all ate at the chef's table. There's like 10 or 12 of us.
Was it free?
Did not know that it was going to be like a 12-course meal. They just kept bringing food out. And finally we said, stop.
No mas.
Stop. We went, no mas. And then they went, it's on the house.
Oh. And what did you tip? Like $9?
Well, Mancow was there. Mancow's making the money. He can throw the tip down. Hmm. I think we all chipped in for the tip. I'm gonna say that. We all chipped in for the tip.
Very good.
An equal amount.
Well, let's get to the bucket list food items, okay? Of course, I brought up the Drago's oysters. I want to try that. Have you ever had that beef Wellington that Gordon Ramsay makes?
Can I say one thing real quick?
Because I'm
looking at something that Regina said. They just announced that Pierogi Fest is back, Regina. Pierogi Fest will be back this July in, I believe it's Munster.
Broker, we should actually have food news on here with you for every slob show, like the latest, like Pierogi Fest. Do you know anything else? Any other news?
And Pierogi Fest is fantastic. Pierogi Fest is unbelievable.
You know, Bass actually was in the Pierogi Fest pierogi eating contest. Bass was supposed to be on with us, but he had something with his work, so he couldn't come on.
A friend of mine was in the pierogi eating contest in 2019. So now I know two people have been in the pierogi eating contest. At Pierogi Fest in like Munster, Indiana.
Yeah. Wow. Which is a sad statistic.
It is a sad statistic.
It's not good.
And I love pierogies. As you know, I am a dumpling whore. So anything that is, pot stickers, ravioli, pierogi, anything like that, I absolutely love.
I just saw
Regina say that, and I wanted to address
it. Okay, now have you had the Gordon Ramsay beef Wellington?
I have never had a beef Wellington.
So far our Vegas trip that we're doing, first place is the chicken skin place. It better be good too. Is this good chicken skin?
It's fantastic.
And I know it's hard to mess up chicken skin.
It's seasoned. I mean, it's not like they just it's ridiculous.
And could you dip it in honey?
Oh, that's what they have. They have, it's like a spicy honey.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It is like a spicy honey.
Oh, my God.
Can you, if you look at the bottom of the picture, you can see.
Oh, my God. I see it.
Oh, and there's a rogue one that tried to get away that's on the table.
Man.
But yeah, it comes with a big thing of like a spicy honey. Oh, dude, I just got chills.
Yeah, Brandon, I have seen Gordon Ramsay scrambled eggs, and that's how I make them now. You put them on and off the heat. It's delicious.
Nice. Yeah, scrambled eggs are not supposed to be hard.
Yeah, exactly. That's the key. You're supposed to keep
scrambled eggs from a buffet.
You throw the butter in cold, and then you do it all. You just you have to take a plastic spatula and you just slowly mix it in.
Figure eight it.
Jeff's in for the Vegas Bears trip, so we have three now.
There you go.
We now have three. So I have that on my list. My biggest bucket list thing ever is just to make my own Whopper at Burger King. And we've talked about this before. I want to be there. I don't want anyone around me touching me. Nothing. I want to be alone.
When Guy Fieri is on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and he goes, can I make something?
Yeah.
And he just starts throwing stuff together. That's what you want to do.
But I don't want any of their employees near me because I don't want them to tell me what I can and can't do. I want bacon there. Here's what I'll say. Give me all the Whopper ingredients. Give me bacon. I want a whole thing of bacon because I don't know how many slices I'm going to put on. I need to experiment.
Right.
Give me a few minutes here now. Give me some space, as they would say.
So are you going to make several Whoppers and decide which one is the finished product? You're not just going to make like one. You'll make several and take bites out of them to see which one is the best combination?
No, well, I know what I want, but I need to see the exact amount. So I know I want extra mayo, bacon, cheese, onions, lettuce, tomato. That's it. The question is, how much cheese? Do I want four slices or do I want two? Do I want eight slices of bacon or do I want six? Like,
right.
I need to see. Do I want a double? I think I want two patties. I'm not positive, though. I don't know if I want my Whopper to be a double. Maybe a single is enough. I don't know.
We've got to find out where, because like the McDonald's test kitchen is, you know, downtown. It's over by where Oprah's studio used to be.
Yeah, by my new condo.
There you go.
I'm like blocks from there.
We got to find out where the Burger King test kitchen is.
I don't want to be in a test kitchen though. I want to be in the real Burger King. The test kitchen isn't the real stuff.
Okay.
I want to be where the action's at, where the grill's been there 19 years, not cleaned, where you get the right tastes.
Gotcha.
Now, pull it? Do you get your burgers off the broiler, as they call it, OB? Do you ever do that?
I don't. Well, isn't that how they make them? That's how they make them?
No, I think they put them in like a bowl of like water or something after. There's some place they move the burgers to where you have to say off the broiler.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't even know what it means. That. Does anyone know, if you're watching this, put in the comments, what does that mean off the broiler? Has anyone worked at Burger King?
Because it goes through basically a broiler conveyor belt.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is after they come off the broiler conveyor belt, they dip them in something?
They put them somewhere. Whereas off broiler, I don't know if it means directly off the broiler.
Let's see. The Slob Show, ladies and gentlemen, the only show that can go directly from Wellington to Burger King.
Here we go. Here we go. This is what it's saying here. Okay, hang on one second here. All right. This is what I just saw. It says, at Burger King, if you ask for a burger off the broiler, they will give you a freshly cooked patty instead of reheating one in the microwave.
Oh, wow.
So, okay. So do they, is that the standard at Burger King? Do they reheat their stuff in the microwave? Is this correct?
I've never heard that.
Here's what we're seeing, Roker.
If any of you know, hit us up.
I mean, I hope that's not true.
But if you find that out, I have no idea. You go to Burger King much more. There's not even a Burger King. I think probably the closest Burger King to me is about 5 or 6 miles away.
What, the one downtown?
There used to be the one on like Garfield, on like 55th and the Ryan.
You don't want to go to that one.
Or maybe that's even a Wendy's, actually. No, I think there's one on Michigan.
Since you brought up Wendy's, can I say the breakfast baconator is the best breakfast sandwich ever?
You have said that.
Good God.
up during that time of day. I'm usually not. Again, there's no Wendy's near me, for one. And two, I am usually not up when the breakfast menu is available.
You're missing out.
I have been wanting to try that ever since you mentioned it when it came out like a year and a half ago.
Their fries are like some kind of potato. They're not fries, but they call them something else. Delicious. Oh,
they're kind of like, yeah, they're like a flat tater tot. It's like they're hash browns, but they're like a flat tater tot.
Yeah,
they're really
good. Oh, Matt, we broke Matt's heart with that whole microwave thing. So always ask.
If it's true, this is allegedly, we have no confirmation on this.
Yeah, the Whopperettes and off the broiler. Let's see. If you order off the broiler, this is off of some website. I don't know. Yeah, it's what I just read. I mean.
Well, the next time you go to Burger King, ask them. Because.
Well, I've ordered off the broiler before just to copy off people who I've heard do it.
Don't make it sound like it's bad. Just say, what's the difference between when you get it off the broiler or you don't get it off the broiler?
They'll be like, fuck off. What do you want?
Well, you'd be surprised. I told you about the time I went to Long John Silver's and just got the Krispies.
Wait, what?
You know, you go to Long John Silver's, you get fish, you get chicken, and they have those little fried, little crispy things in the tray.
You mean like the extra stuff that just falls off?
Yes.
That's in a puddle of grease?
You can just ask for that.
You could?
I went to Long John Silver's. Now there's only one Long John Silver's. Now it's closed. There's only one in the city of Chicago now, and it's not even close to me, but you could go to Long John Silver's. And I asked for just, I said, can I get just some of those things that you have, that you on the bottom of the thing? And like, she's like the crunches. I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And like, she put a whole thing in, like a thing you would put a sandwich in. She filled it up with that. It was in the bag.
Did she have a shovel or something?
I can't remember if she had a shovel. I don't know if it was in sight or not.
She didn't just put her bare hand in there, did she?
No. I mean, I'm sure that she used whatever she uses for the fries or something, a scoop or something like that. But yeah, she just asked for those crispy things.
Oh my God! Well, the quote of the day, Roker. Roker walked 14 blocks drunk with gout
to the casino.
Oh my God. Well,
so I could go to the casino. Shame. Yes, yes. I did have my clothes on.
Shame.
Shame on you, Roker. Shame on you.
Oh, that's that's a lot of bells, 14 blocks. God, that's so, a lot of shame bells.
Can you imagine, too, how hard it is to walk when you're walking with gout and you're like.
Brutal. It's brutal.
Roker, we have to make a video of me following you with a bell saying shame when you have gout and drunk.
So when we do go to New Orleans, we have to bring a bell with us.
Yeah. just so you can understand how awful it is.
Dude, that bell's going to be worn out by the time that weekend's over.
DP said Long John Silver's Krispies is a slob show exclusive.
It is. It is.
That's one thing you'll never hear anywhere else except for the slob show is what Roker just said.
I will say this. I did say it on WGN, but I doubt their listeners were running to Long John Silver's.
I don't think Bob Sarat or the crowd cared. All right. Well, we'll be back next Tuesday. We'll be back at our regular time, which is Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Roker, yes. Do you want to tell people about your other podcast?
That would be Roker Radio. Just check out Roker Radio on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever. And on social media, at Al Roker Jr.
And in case you didn't know, I do mornings with Angie Taylor on Rock 95.5, Chicago's new rock station. Hey.
Nice.
Maybe take a listen to that sometime. All right, Roker, we will holler next Tuesday at 3 o'clock.
Sounds good.